You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go out on the guest line. Welcome in our first and only guest of the day, the only guest that I needed to talk to today, my co-host of the Go Birds podcast. He is our Eagles reporter here at WIP, and you heard him and Jack Fritz on the call of the open practice last night. The one, the only, Mr. Elliot Chair Parks. Hey, what up, pal?
What up? How you guys doing this morning?
We're not sure.
We were doing better until the end of the open practice.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Let's just dive in right there. I mean, you were in the. We'll get to all that you saw at the open practice and Saturday's practice and all that stuff. But just let's get to no reason to bury the lead here, even if the lead isn't fun. You were there. You saw it happen. You called it on WIP as it happened. The whole Landon Dickerson thing, the injury. What you think you saw or what you saw with it, and then anything you know or have heard since then, give us the scoop.
Yeah. So it was definitely a scary moment at the stadium. One of the final plays of practice. One of the final plays. And, you know, obviously watching practice, you know, I'm watching the ball, right? So the play is over. And then you look, you see Landon's down on the field. Jordan Mailata was over there. Eventually, Nick Sirianni, the trainers, Howie Roseman were over there. Mm-hmm. All the players were on a knee. And, you know, for what was a really loud, exciting, like passionate crowd throughout the night, it was dead quiet in the link as everyone was kind of waiting and looking to see what happened. Eventually, Landon Dickerson was helped up. He was unable to put really any or much pressure on his right leg. He was taken to the trainer's table. At that point, he was carted into the locker room. And now we wait. He'll get testing on his knee today. A weird part about the open practice is we're not allowed to film, but all 50,000 people in the crowd are allowed to film.
It's so ridiculous.
Why? Yeah, so, what an insane rule.
Yeah, but the you know, for last night at least, the benefit is we have had a chance to look at the play where Landon gets hurt. You know, he's getting testing on his knee, so there was hope that maybe his foot got stepped on, or if it was an ankle thing. It doesn't seem like that's going to be the case. So the Eagles are not on the practice field today. They'll be back out there tomorrow. And now we wait and hope it's not that serious. But just being there, seeing Jordan Mailata's reaction, especially like Mailata kind of followed him all around the field as he was taken from the tent, and he seemed upset. So hopefully it's not anything serious.
Don't love that.
Yeah. No, it's a big loss for sure.
Landon Dickerson, his knees when he was in college, those were the problem for the most part, correct, Elliot?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, he missed time in college because of the knee. But, you know, at this point, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, ancient history.
Yeah. Now, what is noteworthy, though, he has been on the injury report recently, I believe. I have to double check the exact day.
But
I believe
it was Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, Saturday.
Well, and we all remember he had the issues in the NFC Championship game. He had to leave the game. The Cam Jurgens, him and, you know, the first half, second half thing. So,
Yeah, so Saturday he was on the practice report with a knee injury. He was limited. He's been kind of in and out of practice throughout training camp. I would say mostly just precautionary. We've seen a lot of Brett Toth in there. at right guard. So, you know, hopefully the news today is good. He's not out for an extended amount of time. But, you know, in a world where he is, it's a huge loss. And I'm sure we'll talk about, you know, on the field. But I can't stress off the field what a big deal Landon Dickerson is in that locker room. I think as he's, you know, had his NFL career over the years, he has become a vocal leader in there. You often see him breaking down the huddle of the offensive linemen prior to the game. He's someone that talks to the media all the time when things are good, when things are bad. Landon's there to talk. And him and Mailata are super, super close and really hold down that left side of the line together. So it's a emotionally, I think, would be a big blow to this team if he were to suffer a serious injury.
Yeah, that's not what you want to hear. Quickly, before we move on from the Dickerson thing, Toth, you said, came in to replace him. I know Matt Pryor has been brought back as a potential option. How do you think they would go about filling the hole, depending on the length of the injury, too? Obviously, yeah. Short-term, long-term, do you think they go get somebody? What do you think the plan would be to replace?
Yeah, so it's really, really hard to acquire good offensive line talent. Most teams can't even field five good starters, let alone have a seventh, eighth, ninth guy that they're willing to trade. So if Landon is out an extended amount of time, I think they would likely bring somebody in, but I would be surprised if they're able to acquire somebody that we would feel, okay, this is, you know, he is an above average, like high level starter. So more than likely, the solution would come from the roster. And I think it would probably be Matt Pryor. Now, it's worth noting Matt Pryor has been practicing behind Tyler Steen throughout training camp, so he's not been practicing on the left side. That's been Brett Toth. And then Kenyon Green, who they acquired in the trade, has also been on the left side. So I would think that it would, you know, maybe they could move Steen to the left and push Matt Pryor up there to get their two best guys in there. But there's no easy solution to this. Like, they are a thin offensive line behind the starters. And Dickerson is a big loss. So, you know, Pryor has NFL experience, but he is not an above average NFL player.
Matt Pryor has also been a guy he's moved around tackle and guard both. Elliot, is there a possibility that, you know, like Cameron Williams or Kendall Lamb or Miles Hinton, these young tackles, could move inside like the Eagles did last year with Mekhi Becton?
Right. I would be surprised, especially with the rookies. I mean, they're now just adjusting to the NFL. To switch their position would be pretty tough. But if it's going to be a younger player and maybe somebody, again, because if he's out all year, and hopefully that's not the case, but if this is a serious injury, you do wonder then if they make a switch now with like a Drew Kendall, who played center in college, but you know, presumably could swing out to guard if needed. Because if you move Matt Pryor up to the starting lineup, you're now losing your top backup at arguably, you know, four spots. And I know the whole point of being a backup is for this instance, but yeah. On game day, you know, he could go in on multiple spots. So, yeah, I don't think it'll be one of the young tackles, but a name I would maybe keep an eye on is Drew Kendall.
Okay. We have a joint practice with the Browns. The Browns looked like a pretty exciting team in their first week. How are things going to shape up? What does this look like for the Eagles over the next couple of days, Elliot?
Yeah, so they don't practice today. They will practice tomorrow without the Cleveland Browns. It'll just be a normal day of practice. And then Wednesday and Thursday, they'll have 2 days of joint practices with the Cleveland Browns. And the joint practices are the best work this team gets during the preseason, because obviously the starters don't play much. I'd imagine after Landon Dickerson's injury, you won't see them anywhere near a field, in the final preseason game. So they will be two hard days of work. They do these joint practices every year. Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are 9-2 in these joint practices, so they often bring the competitive advantage.
Official scoring, right?
Official yes. Score, exactly.
Can now, I find what, those on Pro Football Reference? Are they listed anywhere?
No, those are only on at Elliot Short
Parks
on Twitter.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just want to know where to find the information.
Yep, no problem. But one of the two losses was to the Cleveland Browns, who came into Philadelphia 2 years ago, and I thought brought the energy the Eagles didn't bring. So it'll be competitive 2 days for sure.
Shedeur Sanders.
I bet on the Eagles that day, too, so it was a real disappointing loss.
Yeah, look, revenge will be on the mind, for sure.
Is it going to be Shedeur Sanders who's testing our defense?
Yeah, well, they'll go against all the quarterbacks. Now,
Shedeur looks really good, Elliot.
Yeah, he looked awesome in that opener. I mean, I can't wait to watch him. It'll be exciting to see. We'll see if he's still with the Cleveland starters. I'm not sure what their injury situation is there, but yeah, it'll be awesome to see him for sure. Him versus Tanner McKee, I guess.
When Jahad Campbell was able to play and participate in that first preseason game, do you get any sort of, I don't know, is there scuttlebutt? Is there feedback from within the NovaCare, you know, in that building, guys talking about the way guys played in the game? You know, what was the general consensus, coaches and players, for just the way that he played, the way that he looked his first time out?
Yeah, I think he came out of the game with people encouraged about how he looked. And I think overall in training camp, they've been very encouraged by how he looks. Last night at the open practice, he was with the starting unit with the linebackers. So I think he will be out there week one as a starter. And last night, I mean, you can just see what he can bring right now to the team. There was a play last night where they sent him on a blitz, and there was not some huge hole for him to run through. But for as long as he is, he does an awesome job of making himself skinny when he has to get through the hole get through the line to get to the quarterback. So there was a play last night where they blitzed him. He gets through the line. He gets to Jalen and probably would have been a sack in a game. So I still think, you know, as with all rookies, like, he has to adjust and get to a point where he's playing 60, 70 snaps at a high level, like where it's coverage and all that stuff. But in terms of just what he'll bring to the team right away, the Cowboys will have to be aware of what he's doing on every single snap because he's athletic enough to.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cause a ton of havoc, and he's already showing that in practices.
That's awesome. The other edge guys, well, I don't even know. I guess we're not calling him an edge guy yet. Josh Uche, Aziz Ojulari, Ogbo Okoronkwo, those three guys who we were depending upon, like, we really needed to see something, some spark in that preseason game. Who sparked?
So I didn't think any of them had a good game. I do think Okoronkwo is someone that's definitely been a surprise. They signed him late in the game here. He wasn't a priority free agent for them, but he's been good. He's been good in practice, and I thought he had some good reps in the game. At this point, I think he's outplayed Aziz Ojulari. Now, the tough thing with Ojulari is the business side of this. They gave him $3 million. So that's not, you know, a ton of money, right? But it is certainly enough where they really, really, really want him to make the roster and not burn that $3 million. So I think he's been a disappointment so far, at least to what I've seen in practice. Mm-hmm. But the player of the three that I think has helped themselves more than anybody else is Josh Uche. Josh Uche has been outstanding the past week or so, I would say, at practice. He's consistently getting to the quarterback. And, you know, there's been times, and I don't think he will start week one, but there have been times at practice where he has been with the first team over Jalix Hunt. So I think they feel pretty comfortable right now with him as their clear-cut third guy. And then after that, it's still, you know, guys competing for that fourth spot.
That is a big deal right there, Elliot. That's good to know. Uche is the guy who's leading that group. Leading the second group, meaning behind Jalix Hunt, behind Nolan Smith.
Yeah, I think he's more in that first group though than he is that second group.
Well, they like, rotate guys to
exactly
begin with,
right. Yeah. But sure. He started. You know, camp maybe being the fourth or fifth guy. So he's worked his way up
so
for sure.
Is it possible he passes Jalix Hunt by the time the season starts? So it's him on one side, Nolan Smith on the other as a starter.
I could picture a world where in big snaps in week one, like fourth quarter, third down, have to get to Dak Prescott. I could picture a world where he's out there over Jalix Hunt.
Wow.
I'd be pretty surprised if week one, snap one, he's out there. I think they want Hunt and Nolan to be the starters. But to what James is saying, they rotate them so much. It'll be more about what the snap counts are. And I do think Uche has played well enough where he might be eating into Jalix Hunt snaps a little bit. But Jalix has been good too, to be clear. Like, I don't think Jalix is losing snaps because of his play. Mm-hmm. I think Uche has just been good enough that they're really trying to get him out there against the first unit and see how he does.
And what did you see from our new cornerback, Jacorian Bennett? As I understand, we no longer have Kelee Ringo starting, and it's Adoree Jackson or Jacorian Bennett who were competing the last couple days at practice.
Yeah, so I wouldn't take Kelee out of that competition yet. Okay. He had a nice play last night, but it was with the second team. Adoree was with the first team defense. And he has, in my opinion, Adoree has gotten more and more snaps with the starters over the past week. They still rotate in there, but it feels like Adoree is getting the majority of them. And then last night, Jacorian Bennett did get some first team reps out there. So the fact that they're already putting him out there is a sign of A, how much they like him, but B, how open they are to him winning this job. Because wow. Even though it kind of still probably feels to some like camp just started, I mean, camp's over halfway over.
Dude, like we are less than 3 weeks away from football. Like
exactly.
Right? I mean, we are 3 weeks actually exactly away from football. Like exactly.
Yeah. So they have to make this decision soon. I mean, they don't have all the time in the world anymore. So they got to get Bennett up there, see how he does. And decide. But no, I mean, without question, I think Keeley's stock took a hit in that preseason game.
And who's our strong safety going to be? Sidney Brown, did he play well enough? Andrew Makuba, the rookie, is it his job to lose? Is it Scene? How do we say it? Scene?
Lewis Scene. Unfortunately, your boy, I don't think is going to be up there. Yeah.
Probably not.
I think he won't be making the team, if I had to guess. But in terms of the starting job, I know, I'm sorry. Buddy,
Andre Sam?
So we'll just find a new guy to ask.
I was about to say,
look
at that loyalty. Poor Lewis. Yeah, just got dumped on the spot right there. I mean, Andre Sam has been good. Andre Sam's someone that I know Christian Parker really likes, the defensive backs coach. He talked last year about how one player behind the scenes that we didn't get to see, but someone that they see every day that really improved was Andre Sam. So I think he has a chance to make this roster. But in terms of the starter, I think Sidney has that job on lock. He has been, Andrew Makuba missed about a week with the shoulder injury. And Sidney has been good, I think, in practice. And then last night, he had a really nice play where he broke up a touchdown throw from Hurts to Dallas Goedert at the goal line. So he seems to be improving, and I think it'll be him out there in week one.
Elliot, last one before we let you go. Was there anything else from last night, the open practice, that really stood out to you that you want to let the audience know?
Yeah, I think the story of last night, outside of Landon, obviously, was the play of the defensive line. I mean, Jalen might have been sacked 4 or 5 times during practice. And, it's hard to tell, is that Jalen holding on to the ball? Is that the offensive line not playing well? Is it the defensive line dominating? And, with the Jeff Stoutland offensive line, I tend to always give them the benefit of the doubt. But the defensive line was amazing. Moro Jamo had some really nice plays. Gabe Hall had a really nice play. So, yeah, they had a really, really good night. Jalen Carter as well. So they were all over Jalen.
All right.
Hold on before Elliot goes.
Oh.
So are you prepared to admit?
Yeah. I forgot. Rhea,
that
go
you're
ahead.
Completely wrong about
Rhea's
the traffic.
Very mad at you about this, Elliot.
Yeah. So
this is the first one of the first two things Rhea said to me this morning was, did you hear Elliot? And then did you hear Al go after Elliot?
So, of course, I knew that after I said this on air, the traffic would be horrendous last night. It took me longer than ever. Here's my thing. Yes, like, there is traffic. I agree with that. Is it worse than it used to be? Maybe it's worse than it used to be.
Here's what I'm going to tell you about Thursday night, because I was there on Thursday night. I'm not talking about last night. I was not there.
Okay.
Thursday night was so outrageous because what they have taken to doing now is closing down the off-ramp from 95 to Broad Street. So you had people, they literally started the Nate Bargatze show 45 minutes late because people the place was empty. So whatever they're doing down there now, it's completely outrageous and it needs to stop. I mean, I've heard stories of people 3 hours in traffic, 4 hours, where they just turned around eventually and went home, whether they were going to the Eagles preseason game or they were going to the concert. And by the way, I believe that they are offering some refunds from what I've seen for the Nate Bargatze. But it what they're doing down there, Elliot, it's 1,000 times worse. And it involves when they shut down the 95.
Yeah, well, I'll say Rhea was way more convincing than Spike was.
Yeah, so no, I guess that was that. Yeah. I don't think there's much of an argument. I guess I to what am Rhea wrong. Said what I, Rhea said is yeah. pretty.
The only thing, only thing I was trying to say is when
is
you have
there's always going to be traffic.
Yeah, when you have 80,000 people,
yes.
there is going to be traffic. But it was worse last night.
I think
for sure,
the biggest issue is they can't schedule these two things. At the
no,
same time.
No, they can't.
If they have an Eagles game, sorry, no Nate Bargatze.
And people, who are you know familiar. Like I leave when there's a 1 o'clock Eagles game. I live 5 minutes away. Mm-hmm. I leave at 9:30.
Oh yeah.
So I don't deal with it because I get over there. But this what happened on Thursday night was completely outrageous.
Yeah, I don't remember. Look, we to Elliot's point. You know, there's always traffic, and we deal with this stuff. This feels I didn't go to either of these, so I wasn't a part of it. But the reaction to it feels different than in recent years.
Yeah, sitting in your car for 3 or 4 hours.
Do you know why they've made this change? That's what's surprising to me. Like why.
Yeah, I don't
why
know.
Would they do it?
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing it because I know.
If you're in charge of this decision, call now 215-592-9494. We'll crush you for it.
Yeah, you can't block that.
That's a crazy decision. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, all roads should be open in that situation. Like anything you can do to get people there quicker. All right, Elliot. Other than your traffic takes, you're great today.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate being educated.
All right, we will talk to Elliot later in the week. Right, obviously, get some updates from the. The big open practices this week, as Elliot said, with 9-2. So,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.